Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Nintendo shuts down not one, but two emulators. March 7th, 2024. This is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Coming up, Apple decides to be petty instead of taking the L they so rightly deserve. And Warner Brothers Discovery kills yet another part of our childhood. Earlier this week, Nintendo and Switch emulator developer Tropic Haze came to a settlement agreement over Nintendo's lawsuit over the Yuzu and Citra emulators. To refresh everyone from last week, Nintendo accused Tropic Haze of violating two DMCA provisions with their Nintendo Switch emulator Yuzu, citing that Tropic Haze allegedly circumvented copyright protections as well as violated anti-trafficking provisions, pointing to over a million pirated downloads of The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom as evidence of the damage emulation causes. Now, instead of litigating this case, Tropic Haze decided to take a settlement agreement. Tropic Haze, per this agreement, has relinquished ownership of the domain yuzu-mu.org to Nintendo of America. The court is also forcing all GitHub repositories and Yuzu copyright circumvention tools to be deleted. On top of ending all distribution methods of Yuzu, Tropic Haze is also required to pay Nintendo $2.4 million. While Yuzu was the focus of this lawsuit at first, Nintendo also took a stab at another emulator Tropic Haze developed, Citra, a Nintendo 3DS emulator that has been removed from all reliable distribution methods. Overall, this is one of the worst outcomes that could have come out of this lawsuit. Nintendo set a dangerous precedent by going after emulation in this fashion, using Tropic Haze as an example to show how far they'll go to ruin entities who fill the gap in the industry that console manufacturers refuse to fill. Not to mention, Nintendo also dealt a heavy blow to games preservation by going after Citra, and it has to be mentioned that Nintendo closed the 3DS store as of April last year, so this isn't even a financial issue. However, this isn't the total end of Nintendo emulation. This lawsuit will set back this one project, but there are several emulator developers out there, like EggNS or Ryujinx, still fighting the good fight. On Wednesday, the European Union forced six major tech companies to comply with the new rules recently added to the European Digital Markets Act, also known as the DMA. These new rules force tech companies such as Apple to allow competing application stores to be loaded by users onto their devices. The new rules also bar Apple from promoting their own products and applications above their competition. Well, it hasn't even been 24 hours and Apple has already tried to circumvent these new rules. Specifically, Apple has blocked Epic Games from launching the Epic Game Store and Fortnite on iOS devices. Apple also terminated Epic's iOS developer account, citing that Epic isn't trustworthy. Apple pointed to Epic's vocal criticism of Apple's 30% cut on all App Store purchases, the 2020 lawsuit, and Epic's intentional violations of contractual provisions as reasons for blocking the Epic Game Store. Apple requested Epic to provide written reassurance that Epic won't violate their terms again, which CEO of Epic Games, Tim Sweeney, did in a short email to Apple. However, that response apparently wasn't good enough for Apple, with them calling the response, quote, wholly insufficient and not credible, going as far to say that Epic is, quote, verifiably untrustworthy, despite the fact that Apple is violating the European DMA by screwing with Epic Games. At the end of the day, this just shows how petty Apple's executives truly are. Hopefully, the European Union sees Apple's behavior in this situation and holds them accountable to the tune of millions, or maybe even billions of dollars. Video game entertainment took a huge hit this week with Warner Brothers Discovery shutting down its Rooster Teeth division entirely. If you've been living under a rock, Rooster Teeth was the gaming and entertainment brand that made the Halo Machinima series Red vs. Blue all the way back in 2003. Red vs. Blue skyrocketed in popularity in the mid-2000s, eventually leading to AT&T acquiring Rooster Teeth in 2014. Unfortunately, in 2024, Red vs. Blue will be ending after this next season, making the official season count an astonishing 19 seasons. Warner Brothers Discovery is currently looking for a potential buyer for the remaining Rooster Teeth podcasting network. Overall, this decision to close Rooster Teeth affects approximately 150 full-time employees, as well as an undisclosed number of contractors and sponsored content creators. The 19th and final season of Red vs. Blue is slated to release sometime this fall, and presumably is when most of the staff will be laid off. Alright, well that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Lloyd FFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.